Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right, everybody, we've got a great show for you today. We've got my good friend Adam Lipkin. He's the C-Pace guy. What does C-Pace mean?
Commercial Pace.
What does Pace mean?
Pace is construction financing.
What is Pace?
I think you'll just get, I almost feel like it's going to get people thrown off, but it stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. Look at it as Property Assessed Construction Expenses.
Okay, so none of that really is something that anybody understands. So we'll get into that a little bit
exactly.
More.
Exactly. Let's call it specialty construction financing.
Let's take it one step at a time. Okay. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to start with a little bit of an intro. We're going to talk about this C-Pace financing for commercial properties, and we're also going to talk about residential financing for people that need mortgages today. That's right. Today you can get cash out of your house. It's something a lot of people are doing, and we're in a 20-year boom right now. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with your mortgages. But right now we're going to go to break. We'll come right back, and we'll talk with Adam Lipkin, the C-Pace guy, and try to figure out what he's really talking about. Everybody, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all great cars. Up in Gainesville, they sell Audis. Down in Key West, they sell them all. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which includes complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. If you don't like your car, you have 3 days to return it. No one ever does. Hey, so join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Remember to check out their new location out by the FIU North Campus at 151st Street. They've got all kinds of service specials running right now. So like I said, join me, my wife, and my beautiful... Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
To stop the hate and spread some love.
You are beautiful. You are smart. You are brave.
It's actually pretty easy.
We have a voice. We have the power.
We have so much strength when we come together. It's your choice.
So choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting.
Be strong. Be daring. Be awesome. Be kind.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
I love that. You know,
I like right that. Now, choose kindness.
Right now, it talks about choosing kindness. And what I do is I choose to be kind all the time. So give me a call if I can help you with your mortgage. Right now is the time to be kind. Many people are facing struggles and financial difficulties. They don't realize that there's help out there. There are Obama era programs, in fact, that can help you pull cash out of your house and lower your payments right now. I'm helping friends get as much as $1,500 to $2,000 a month, lower payments. That's better than a stimulus check. So give me a call at 305 773-6300. Let's talk about your residential real estate. And today, you can take out money from your home and use it on your business. It's a special exception. We know how to do it. Fix and flip can do that too. So call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we've got a good friend of mine and a great program here on the show today. We've got Adam Litkin. Adam and I have been talking to a number of my clients about how Adam can help them bridge the gap on their construction loan that fell apart with the disruption that COVID-19 caused. Adam, welcome back to the show. Let's start by talking a little bit about what you focus on and what PACE loans are. I know it's got a crazy name, but let's say what it is, and then let's say why it is, because the name kind of indicates what it does.
Yeah. Jim, always love being on the show. It's been a little while, my friend, maybe a year and a half, and there's a lot of exciting things that have happened in this new world of CPACE financing. So I appreciate the opportunity to be back on it. So let me just back up. You know, at a high level, much like yourself, I had been down here in the South Florida commercial real estate world, got started a little later in the game than you, but I was in here in the last cycle, and I had been doing brokerage for a while. And about 3 years ago, I got into this world as a direct lender doing construction financing with this specialty product called Commercial PACE. And going back to the acronym, Commercial PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. The reason why I don't jump into telling people the acronym is the second they hear about clean energy, they think I got to do some kind of LEED Platinum level and change all their budget items, and none of that's the case. But at a high level, what essentially PACE is it's construction financing for property owners or developers that allows them to pay it back as an assessment that is paid over a long period of time on their tax bill. And it's going to cover items like your lighting, your building envelope, probably about 25% of your hard costs and even related soft costs on a typical development project. So we're talking about a nice gap filler, but it's not going to get the full stack that you're going to need, which is where you come in, my friend, to be able to help with the rest of the money needed on top of the CPACE.
Right. Now let's talk about that, because that was a bunch of jargon that only a few people understood. So let's
really gobbledygook.
Let's really drill down and talk about what you mean. Okay.
Let's do it.
So the people that we're calling are people I know that have had apartment development projects that were halted because their financing went sideways. What this is this is a source that they had not been considering, which we found out in our original interview with them. And so we then drilled down and talked to them about it. Their first thing is they say that my lender won't allow it. What do you say about that?
You know, it's no different than some lenders not allowing mezzanine financing or some lenders not doing hotels, especially in this market, right? There's different profiles for different lenders. And so they're really talking about my lender won't allow it to go higher up in leverage and replace their equity on a construction loan. That's what we're talking about here. Somebody that has maybe let's use an example because it'll make it a little bit more real. They got a $50 million apartment development, and their lender was going to give them a 3.5% rate on a construction loan for $30 million. And they say, wow, I could get this PACE thing for $10 million, which is about the math on a $50 million project. Maybe I could replace, instead of $20 million of equity, I only need 10. So they go to the lender, they say, you know, hey, so-and-so bank, I know you're giving me $30 million at 60%. I got this PACE thing that I could get an extra $10 million. Could you let me use that to replace the $10 million of equity? And the bank says, either A, I don't know what that is, or B, what position is that? Is that in front of us? Is that subordinate? Because we're okay as long as it's subordinate. And frankly, the nature of PACE is it's an assessment on the tax bill. So taxes are primary. And I have like a lender that might say, oh, well, that's priming us. So that's kind of been a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction for, I would say, a bank. And I've seen a lot of banks do PACE for existing real estate. They really have no issue with it if it's a stabilized property. It's using it for construction to go higher in leverage than what they want to do on their own. And I think they're just starting to get a little bit further along for like their A-plus clients. But what we were talking about the other day is the non-banks have just, they've been going like gangbusters since the last cycle. And I think the non-banks are not as restricted. They're a lot more willing to allow things like Pace and Mez and all sorts of other products. And they're the ones that are more willing to look at a combined leverage with their senior and Pace that's appropriate.
Okay. But let's talk a little bit about your firm for a second, because there's a lot of people getting in this space. What makes your firm different?
So I didn't know anything about this thing. I mean, I've been doing this for almost 3 years now. I might have introduced it to you. I don't know if you heard. Maybe you actually, you probably heard about it through the
Y-Green
program,
I think. You started doing it because I was talking to the Y-Green guys about
their loans. Yeah, so I think they did a good job, at least down here in South Florida, on people that were using it for like, you know, like a $50,000 window job or like, you know, some kind of like a minimal retrofit.
Energy, storm window, raising up the foundation of your home.
Correct. So how I found out about this is I was at a brokerage shop before I joined up with Counterpoint, Cannon Armstrong, who I'm with now, and a longtime lender friend of mine who I had done business with back in 2005 when I was at HFF and he was at GMAC's New York City office, probably did $500 million. I mean, $500 million with this guy when condo development was all the craze down here. You remember these crazy days, right? You were printing money and stayed in touch all these years. He had since left there, went to another debt fund. And I hadn't heard from him in a few months. And he reached out and he said, look, I'm rolling out this new platform with this big public REIT. And I'm looking to be able to, you know, get a good person down here in Florida. Do you know anybody? And I said, I might. I was actually looking at opportunities at the time. And I started to study this thing. And I said, this is basically cheap mezz money. This is unbelievable. You know, you're basically getting money at sub 6%. What's the catch is what I told him. And he said, basically, you know, it's just going to be a matter of how quickly lenders adopt it. But the analogy he gave me, and I'll give this, and I'll answer who the company is, but I just want you to take this on because I think it will be relevant. Think about what CMBS looked like in the 90s. To even think about doing any interest-only period, you know, you'd be thrown out of the room in the credit guy's office, right? And then one guy said, I'm going to do 1 year of IO to win the deal. And they did. And the other guys lost it. And now full-term IO is commonplace. And if you can't do it, you're falling by the wayside. I knew that Pace was going to be the exact same thing because every borrower wants it. It's just cheaper money. So what obviously plays out, like anything, it's an adoption cycle. And what I saw happening a few years ago is, you know, eventually, you know, people were just ignoring it. And then they might have lost a deal to it. And they said, let's not have that happen again. And they started doing it more liberally. But I like my group because, you know, it's a balance sheet program, which I think, you know, at the forefront is most important. You got to have certainty of execution. I don't have to sell this to some investor that's a third party and pitch it to, you know, some other group that I don't really know what they do. It's our balance sheet, the company that I'm with. So just from the simple standpoint, you know, I know you've been in this space for a long time. You know, it means a lot to have a direct balance sheet program. You know, you don't have to rely on some kind of securitization, a CLO, selling an E-note, an investor, all these other things that pretty much every other group has to deal with. I love that at the forefront. The second thing that I like is they've been around for 30 years. They have 5 billion assets under management. They've been around to the point where there's a lot of transparency, a lot of credibility. If you look up Hannon Armstrong, it's under the ticker HASI. You know, it's a pretty substantial company with major groups that have invested in them. So that to me was big. I said, if I'm going to be in a new space, let me at least have some credibility of a major group that's already been around for a while and is basically using Pace as another product that they're going to really just try to, you know, add that to their list of other products that frankly have already been doing $1 billion a year with. So that to me made a lot of sense. Frankly, the biggest thing though is besides a certainty of execution, the pricing is just better than anybody else on the market. And I could offer better prepay premiums to get out early at the end of your construction loan, which is what everybody that your client wants to be able to have. They want to be able to get out of Pace with, you know, minimal damage, you know, a couple points on the exit and not have to feel stuck with this thing. So that was the big thing. And I'm happy I made that decision. It's been, you know, the real differentiator. You know, there's some other groups that are just struggling right now, frankly.
Well, that's tremendous, Adam. Why don't we take a break right here? We're going to come back and we're going to use a real live example to talk about how you can help somebody with a transaction. Reagan, take it away. We'll be right back after a short break. Everybody stick with us. This is going to be tremendous. We're going to talk about how you can replace some of your capital in your stack and team it up with lenders. I know that the Adam and his team know the lenders that are doing this, so there's the secret sauce right there. Stick with us. Reagan, take it away. Jump! right, well, if your shoes are too hot, you're probably going to want to ride in a car. And you should get that car from Warren Henry, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, well, they sell them all. Right now, they've got tremendous specials for service, too, at their new location up at Biscayne Boulevard and 151st Street, right in front of FIU North. So make sure you go in there. What are the advantages of buying a Warren Henry? Well, besides the fact they're all excellent cars, they give you the Warren Henry advantage. That means you get complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, the best value guarantee, and of course, the 72-hour exchange. That means you can take 3 full days to decide whether or not you love your car. So join me, my wife, and my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, it's that time. It's time to refinance your house. For the first time in 20 years, there is a rush to refi. Rates are low, and they're as low as they're going to get. I don't know. They may go lower, but it's pretty tough when they're sometimes below 2% for your home. That's right. All kinds of programs, all kinds of money. If it's under $500,000, we've got a Fannie Freddie no-doc program. Get you really good money. We can wrap around that. Help you do a jumbo or a super jumbo. But the time is now. Become Liquid now. Liquid will help you feel better. So give me a call at 305-773-6300Y because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, you know, I check to see who's in the office when I send out these e-blasts. I do watch to get to see who gives the bounce back. I saw I got a bounce back from a lot of my friends that are lenders. They say they're out of business or they're sitting at home. They're doing PPE loans. They're doing SBA loans, but they're not doing real estate loans. There are some people doing real estate loans. We're back here with Adam Lipkin. Adam is helping people unblock the blockage in the commercial mortgage business.
Unblock the blockage.
Yeah, I don't know what I would call it. I don't want to call it anything, you know, too creative. So we'll just call it blockage. But there's brain freeze at the banks while they try to figure everything out. But the private lenders are active. And the private lenders will consider interesting solutions. And that's where Adam comes in. We've been talking to a couple of my clients that develop apartment projects. Adam, let's use one as an example. I've got a friend. He's got a tremendous deal in Palm Beach County. It's a low-rise deal. It's surface parked. It's a unicorn. But the equity partner got cold feet. They think they're going to use their money for equity deals on new hot properties. And they pulled out. So now my guy's got a construction loan, but no equity. Can we help him?
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
I love a guy who gives me a solid maybe. What could we do?
Solid maybe.
It all lined up. How would it be? How would it have to look to line up? And if it lines up, what could we do?
The two first criteria that I just think makes sense with PACE is it's not available everywhere. You got to first make sure the location that the property's in is active. That's quick. I mean, that's usually
what does that mean that the property location is active?
So the way the PACE program works is you have states enable it through passing legislation at the state level. Because it's part of the assessment bill on the taxes, you have to have a local municipality, like at a city level, choose to opt in. They become part of the PACE program at that local level. So there's a lot of coverage in Florida, but it's not everywhere. So that's usually the very first thing we need to do is we usually say, where's the property, what city, and see if we're on board with PACE or not there.
Is it in major metros?
It's certainly in Florida. It's all South Florida. So Tri-County area, we're in great shape.
Tampa?
Orlando. Yeah, so it's interesting. So you got to go more nuanced. So in Tampa, it's interesting that you have the city of Tampa that's actually not available, but all of unincorporated Hillsborough is available. And the flip in Orlando, you have the city on board and unincorporated Orange, which I can't even tell you how many requests I've had to turn down in the last 3 years, is not on board yet. So it is one of those things you do need to be nuanced in knowing what's on board and what's not.
So the first question is the municipality I'm building in an active participant in the PACE program? We assume now that it's a yes. Now what's the next question?
Correct. The next question is, who would be a likely senior lender for this project? And this is something you're going to be more familiar with, but I'm going to try to just give an overview. I found that for what most people want to use PACE for on construction is they want more money. They don't want to have less money, right? So they're thinking, let's say this project is a $50 million project and they already have a bank that's going to 30. They don't want to say replace their dollars with PACE. They want even more money with PACE. So they want to be able to go from 30 million to 40 million with PACE and maybe use 10 million of PACE. Really, so I always say you got to know what you're filtering for, what's doable and what's not. I find that the lender is the issue. It's the issue. And it's to your point, it's private lenders that are really going to allow this. And it's going to be somebody that's okay with that product type. So for example, today I might tell you, like, if you're trying to do like an assisted living project in Palm Beach, I might say I could certainly do the PACE and quote it, but I just don't know who the senior construction lender would be on assisted living that's going to go higher leverage using PACE. So that's really the major issues we got to drill down into, is who's going to be the lender. And frankly, today I find that multifamily is probably one of the only product types that I find there's still some pretty good lender activity that'll allow it at like a higher leverage, in a lot of cases up to 80%, maybe even a little bit higher. And it's still at a relatively decent blended rate where I think people are like, you know what, that's doable for us.
Okay, so somebody has a project, the project fell apart. It's located in a municipality where PACE is active, and it's a product type where there are still active private lenders, which today is multifamily. Now, you guys have a national program. That means that you see deals from all over the country.
And all lenders.
The lenders that are active on those deals. So you can do the most important thing in real estate. You can arbitrage information from our different market into ours.
Exactly.
You and I are teaming up. So so you come in, you bring in the PACE, and
I say, Jim, let's talk to this guy. Sometimes you know, sometimes you don't. And I say, let's have you get the senior done and we do it together. And that really just works great. I mean, you really need somebody in your position that has a little bit more leverage to, I think, push the envelope a little bit. I think you really are better off having two lenders competing than one, but even one's better than none in this market. But I think having somebody in your position in that advisor shoes really be able to walk that into the senior is critical more than anything else. It's tough not to.
What I really do, it's two people to sell. You have to sell the developer because it's an uncomfortable, unusual circumstance. They're all about doing the same thing over and over again, and this is new.
Yep.
And you have to sell the lender because the lender wants to limit their leverage. And let's face it, this is not equity, and this does come in a premier position to their loan if there's some kind of trouble on the deal. So those are a couple of things that make it a problem. So what happens is we team up. I call the top guy at the firm because I know the chief operating officer of the different real estate developers. We get them on the phone. They have an interest. We discuss it with them. They have a project. They show you the project. We evaluate it, and then we move forward. That's what we're trying to do here.
Correct. And just, you know, we'll say one thing about numbers. I found that why people weren't paying as much attention to PACE a few months ago is just frankly, you had a cheaper alternative when you had these banks out there that were getting to 60 to 65% leverage at 4% rate. And you could bridge it with a mezz lender or preferred equity to get to 80. that's just not available now. So for what we could do together, get somebody to still like a blended 7% rate. Yeah, maybe it's not the same cheap money that you're able to get a couple months ago, but it's there and you still make a great return. So I think that's why a lot of people have really paid attention to PACE now, because it is viable. It is transacting. There are non-banks that are able to get it done. They're not on the sidelines. And frankly, they love being able to get looks at these deals that they might have not seen as easily. And they're using PACE to blend down their rate. The idea being that if they're pricing at 8% and they allow PACE in there for, let's call it 20% of the deal, the blended rate comes down 75 to 100 basis points. So that helps them stay more competitive. Go ahead.
We're almost at the end of our time, so I want to broaden the discussion a bit, because one of the things that PACE is really good for that we have not discussed is value add or rehab, which we're going to see a tremendous amount of in this time period.
Yep.
One of the things that you do to get those kind of deals is you got to move fast. So yep. Somebody can go in, buy it fast, and then they can turn around and do a look back with you, can't they? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I think that's going to be it's getting there. But let's talk about that, because you were talking about liquidity before. I think PACE will be one of the most creative things that people will do over these next 6 to 9 months to create liquidity because of that look back ability. So I'll tell you one niche area that we're just seeing a lot of. Hospitals have lost a lot of their business. Their moneymaker business, which are their elective surgeries, have not been getting done over the last 2 months. So imagine what that's doing to their cash flow and their liquidity needs. Meanwhile, all these hospitals pay for a tremendous amount of upgrades and CapEx using cash flow from operations, floating bonds. So what we've already been successful doing, I think we did the largest hospital deal last year in California. It was about a $50 million deal on a major hospital network in Southern California. I might have sent you the case study, but I'll send it regardless after this. Maybe you'll share it. But now it's even more of a priority. If I'm a hospital and I say, wait a second, I might have 12 to 18 months of a real restriction of being able to do my surgeries, I mean, that is a huge issue. And if I have an ability to look back on my PACE and maybe be able to recoup some of those dollars I invested in my hospital, incredible opportunity.
Wow. We're going to almost end it right there. We're going to ask you to do a wrap up. But before we do, I want to tell you, thanks for talking about that. As much as we talk, you never mentioned that. And boy, am I deep there. So we're going to talk
off.
Well,
that's why, I know you are, so that's why I brought it up.
Well, we're going to talk off air about this a little bit later. Just so you know, Adam and I are putting together a list. We're contacting the people that are on that list that are close friends of mine, and we're going to offer this opportunity to them. If it's something you have an interest in, give me a call at 305-773-6300, and we're going to work hard to put this together with you. Adam and I will team up. We'll do numbers with you and your team. It's really a full-service opportunity that we have for you. Adam, tell them a little bit about how they can get in touch with you directly before we end.
I mean, I'm all over LinkedIn. I think I put out a lot of content to tell people the truth about PACE, what's doable, what's not. You can find me at adamlinkedin.com. Very simple, adamlinkedin.com. Best way to find me, and I share a lot on there. Got that domain.
Adam LinkedIn. Wow.
Adamlinkedin.com. It'll redirect you.
That is tremendous. Wow.
Easy. Top of mind.
That's Boom. Tremendous. All right. Hope nobody steals that idea. Wow. That's just tremendous.
Done.
Woof. All right. Well, that was a tremendous first half of the show. I want to thank Adam Lipkin for coming on to the show, giving us a peek into the future. Adam, where's the Labradoodle that you were bringing on before? Come on. Let's make this a real show.
She's trying to get out of here, but one second. Let's get
the real star of the show over there.
My all-star Pen Poo. Penny.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely. There you go. Give a taste. That's it. There you go. All right. We have a full, that's a real Zoom show with the dog on. All right. I love you, man. We're going to ask Reagan to take it away. We'll be back. I'll be solo after this talking about residential mortgages.
Thanks,
it's my pleasure, Adam. Anybody needs me, they can call me at 305-773-6300. We'll answer your questions on the air. Adam, thank you so much. Send me an email so we can set up a time to talk about the hospital guys that I know, the people we're going to use to access them, and how we're going to help all my friends recapitalize their deals that fell apart with CPACE financing.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Okay, Reagan, take it away. We'll be back. We'll talk about what's going on in the residential mortgage industry and why that's important to you right now. everybody. I had to pick up the phone. Somebody started calling me for a mortgage. Well, you know, you say call me and then they call you. It's tremendous. I really like it a lot. Hey, everybody. But if you're looking for a new car, if you want to buy or lease a new car, you want to get every advantage that you can, you got to go to Warren Henry. They've got great specials on cars. They've got great specials on service. I'm actually going to be heading over there probably after the show to get some stuff done and go see Larry. But remember, when you're looking to buy or lease that car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. That's why, oh, up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got all their name brands. What do they all come with? Well, they all come with, they're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's complimentary, all kinds of complimentary stuff. There we go. Complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer. They'll buy it even if you don't buy it from them. Best value guarantee. And of course, their 72-hour guarantee. You have 3 days to decide whether you like your car or you can return it. Why would you return the car? It's tremendous. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love.
You are beautiful. You are smart. You are brave.
It's actually pretty easy.
We have a voice. We have the power.
We have so much strength when we come together. It's your choice.
So choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting.
Be strong. Be daring. Be awesome. Be kind.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right, everybody, this is going to be the segment that's coming up. Remember, if you're looking for a mortgage, give me a call. I can help. I have many friends I'm talking to right now. I'm saving them between $1,500 and $2,000 a month just on their mortgage payment. What a great stimulus that is. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Somebody just did. They knocked me off of Instagram for a second. But if you call me or email me, jim@freedombusiness.com, I can help you with your mortgage. I can help you. You pull some cash out, put it in the bank instead. It'll help you feel better right now. A lot of people are doing that. It's the biggest period for refinance in the last 20 years. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freedom Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back. Adam is going to stick with us because Adam is a young man with a family, and he's always looking for a good mortgage and probably looking to buy a house, and he's got some good, interesting questions. But let's give it a start right now. Let's talk about why I started doing this. I've been doing residential mortgages for quite some time, many years now, mostly focusing on jumbo, super jumbo, and the hard money sector. I know from the last recession that the place that people were able to get their money when they couldn't get anywhere else was out of their home. And as the recession went on, that became more and more difficult to do. So now is the time. Business owners, you can take money out of your house and use it in your business. It's an unusual nuance that's allowed in the RESPA laws. Also, if you've got somebody that's working with you and they're having problems, this is a great solution for them. I talk to a lot of the realtors. This is a great solution for their team. People that run real estate companies, this is a great solution for the people that sit in the bullpen. This is a great solution for real estate owners and developers. Two of the guys I'm doing loans for right now at about $1.5 million a pot are real estate developers. They don't show any W-2 income. It's all 1099 in capital gains. One guy, he has $1 million in cash. So it's unusual circumstances. I got into it because the people I know in real estate, I just described all of them. So, Adam, What are you hearing about the residential real estate market?
I mean, I feel like, to your point, and rates are the lowest you've seen almost ever. So this is the time to refinance if you could. It just seems like, you know, there's not going to be that. Maybe if you're, when everyone tries to like time things, but you're pretty low right now, to your point. So I would say if you could lock in that rate for like 15-year deal, 30-year deal, I just don't know why you wouldn't do that. Doesn't make
exactly.
sense. Why actually, I'm curious, why do you see people not doing it? I'm just curious to actually hear that. Like, you're probably more like in the weeds of that. What are people saying why they don't do it?
This is what I find. First of all, there's many sophisticated people that have already refinanced. Number one.
Right.
Number two, some people don't think that they can refinance because they have bad credit. They're wrong. I can help them. Number three, some people don't do it because they're foreign nationals. They think they can't get a loan. I can help them. Other people are at their bank getting spun for weeks and weeks and weeks. Every person I'm working with went to like Wells Fargo or Chase First and couldn't get it done because the lender will tell them that they're going to do it, they're going to do it, they're going to do it, and then they can't. One guy, went to the, I won't name the private bank. They went to the private bank. The private bank wouldn't do it for them, even though they've been a customer for years. They just walked out and said the heck with it. So there's a lot.
Let me ask you this. So let's say you actually go to like your foreign national guy. They say, show me what you could do. And you actually get them terms and you present them. What do they say then? Like, what's a reason why they wouldn't move forward? If you actually show them, hey, this is a lender, I closed business with them. You could even show them a couple of deals they've done. At that stage, what would have somebody not move forward? Do they just not believe it really could get done for them? Or like, what? I'm just curious what you see at that stage.
It gets done. They go in and they get it done. The only objective would be if it's a lower loan to value than they anticipated because we had to go private instead of bank. The only objection would be that the rate is higher than they expected because we had to go private instead of a bank. And the reason that we would have to go private is because they would have really bad credit or some bad boy thing. And it's really just strictly an asset-based loan. A lot of the hard loans are strictly asset-based loans. Now, people go, Jim, what are the hard money? What's the condition in the hard money world right now? The hard money world is tight. Most of the hard money people either got hit not in the stock market, or they're waiting for the opportunities to show themselves. So what I'm doing in the hard money market is I'm bridging loans that are ready to go, but for. Well, that's the key word right there. In this case, it's but for timing.
Yeah.
You have the building permit. They're ready to go. They're negotiating the mortgage. This is a case where it's a construction loan for a healthcare facility. So it's a government loan. So it's stretching out.
Right.
And they want a bridge loan so that, you know, they don't care. And they're all cash. It's a family office. So I'm talking to fabulous bridge lenders who would have jumped at this before. And now they're worried because they're not sure what's going to happen in the marketplace.
Sure.
And so they've gone from 50% to 40% LTV. It's okay for my guy. For him, it's a convenience thing. It's not really a necessary business thing. So that's really the best borrower. Right when this first started, I had a call from somebody. I'm going to write it down. I called them actually, who wanted to do a deal, and they ended up selling the property. Turns out that the private lender I had owned property next to them. He was ready to go. So.
Right.
The real thing is only a handful of the private lenders. They all know each other. They all do sort of certain different things, but the same thing. And so you really have to know the nuance, and you got to get their attention because they're getting flooded right now. One of the things that I'm able to do is I'm able to make the request rise to the top of somebody's stack because of my personal relationship with them. You know, like,
no doubt.
When we work together, I call you and you're going to pick up the phone. You've got 20 messages. You're going to call the guy you know.
Yep.
Simple as that. And then
it's true. It's a good point that, you know, these guys forget that they're getting flooded right out. If anybody actually has money to put out, they're getting calls left and right. And so to your point, having like 30, 40 plus years of experience and having a relationship with these guys for 20 years is just, you'll get that call back before the other 20 people. It's huge.
It's very key. You know? It's very key. And my favorite guy is the guy that I call who's in trouble. He goes, I want a private loan. You can go to your sources. I say, oh, fine. And I go, have you talked to, and I don't mention the company. I mention an officer there.
Yeah.
So, and it won't get, went to the company. You talk to the officer. I go, have you talked to so-and-so? He goes, yeah. I go, I'm not working on the deal.
Right.
I'm not working on the deal because it's been shopped everywhere. There's only five guys, and they know it. And they're just going to be damaged. Then you got.
I like that. I think that's a good strategy. Let me ask you, how do you deal with this too? Because I imagine this is humming up to you, and you see it where there's now a complete disruption, and now expectations that people had 2.5 months ago just aren't realistic, right? So you have your guys that are like, no, Jim, like I should be getting 4%, and you're just like, no, that's not out there. And it's just right. It's like dealing with those conversations, I imagine, a lot where folks are just not willing to believe that this is just what's so. And the only folks out there are maybe these folks that you're able to somehow get their attention and get their engagement out of the hundreds of deals they're seeing and actually get what's still a doable deal at a little bit of a higher rate. Maybe it's 200 basis points higher. I feel like that's a new thing that a lot of guys I work with that are in like that position where they know the market, but it's communicating it to their client that this is just the best that there is. How do you deal with that?
It's education. It's price discovery. That's why the market's not moving now, because there's no price discovery. Rents in Wynwood that were make-believe $100 are now $50 with some giveaways. Sure. How do you value that?
Yeah.
Did the guy's property just drop by 50%? Some people would say yes because of the income approach. Others would say no, it's even worse because of the cost to reproduce approach. Okay, so the reality is that those values were the values in certain parts were emotional. I'll give you another example. I've got a guy, he's a minority owner in a property. The managing partner of the property is letting the property waste. Tenants are leaving, and it's a tremendous development site. 3 years ago, 18 months ago, you would have said, my God, this isn't the path of immediate development. Now you're going to look at it and go, wow, that's 10 years away. Okay. Now, how do you bridge that? What do you do with that? The answer is, I know. The answer is you take that property, you bring in a developer that can make it an adaptive reuse. I've got the guy. Pro forma the rents at whatever they're going to be. And that's the value. And then you just wait. And if somebody comes in with the other agenda and overpays, God bless them. I'll buy it from that guy's lender.
So I keep on dealing with this. I mean, like the fact of the matter is most people believe this is a short-term crisis, and short-term could be 12 months, could be 24 months, could be 36 months. Most people don't believe that this is like we're just here in perpetuity for like 5 years or 10 years. A lot of people say, you know, when we have a vaccine or we have effective treatment, and then it's a matter of when do we get to that point where people start feeling safe again to do everything they want to do. Let's just say it's 2 years. I don't see why this is any different than a bridge scenario where you're buying an asset and you have an interim transition period, and you know there's eventually going to be a stabilized value that will look somewhat like a normal condition. Maybe there's going to be a little bit of a drop off from before this, but it's just wild to me that you're seeing these major discounts in valuation right now just because the current short-term income is going to be temporarily disrupted. If you believe that long-term it's disrupted, then I get it. But a lot of these, especially a multifamily deal, it's very likely that if there is a disruption, that's coming back. It's a challenge.
Here's the answer, okay? The answer is if somebody comes out of the ground right now with your program, they're a winner, okay? You get that project built now and delivering it in 2 years, you're a winner. It's
100%.
A tried and true thing. Now, is the world going to be, are we going to see January 2020 again? I don't know. When is it going to happen? I don't know. Where is it going to happen? I don't know. So the first thing you do is you bet on the guy doing the deal, the woman doing the deal, the jockey, okay?
I agree.
You want somebody who's got experience in choppy waters. The deal that I described, I know exactly who I'm going to bring it to. It's a friend of mine that's a lawyer. He has some cash, not a lot, but he's financeable. It's actually somebody I'm doing a residential mortgage with right now. And we're going to put in the offer. The guy's not going to like the offer. We'll sit and we'll wait. He thinks he's going to get a whole bunch of other offers. He won't. And then when the pain level gets to a certain point, he'll sell. Part of that pain may be because he has limiteds that start suing him because of things going to the toilet. Or maybe it's being foreclosed on. So pressure needs to be, I call it transactional energy. Look, we're going to take a break. Think up another great question. You're the man. You should have my show. You should be doing the show with me all the time. Reagan, take it away. Adam's going to interview me some more. What a smart move that was. He's got great questions about residential mortgages and the commercial mortgage market too. We'll be back. I've got some good answers. You probably want to hear them. Reagan, rock. And I got to tell you, one of the best concerts you ever saw in my entire life, Genesis on Long Island in some auditorium. It was tremendous. Tremendous. Genesis. Woo! Phil Collins.
Great. Love Phil Collins.
Amazing. You know who else is amazing? My good friend Larry Zinn and his wife Courtney. What a beautiful kid they have. They've also got a tremendous business there at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got a great Audi store. Down in Key West, that store has everything. So, what's the thing all these stores have in common? Well, they're all excellent cars, but they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. It's something Larry and Warren work real hard to put together. It concludes complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, the 72-hour exchange. You can take your car home for 3 days. If you don't like it, you can return it. It doesn't happen too often. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. I'm going up there right now. They've got great service specials. I'm going to get my car serviced. So join me, my mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
In your eyes, the light, the heat. Resolution of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
See, I play that because I choose to be kind and I choose to be daring. I choose to do all kinds of things as fast as I can to help my friends. And what I've done is I've entered the residential real estate market, been there for a while, been doing jumbos, super jumbos, and hard money loans. Now I'm adding regular Fannie Freddie conforming loans because, my gosh, it's just a great solution for people looking for something to help them right now. That's right. You can take cash out of your home. So put that block of cash in the bank to help you feel safe in case there's some kind of rainy day that comes up. Or you can lower your monthly payment. I've got friends that are lowering it $1,500 to $2,000 bucks a month. That's a stimulus payment every single month. Other people I know are buying homes and they've just got goofy credit, or they're from overseas, or they don't have a W-2. They just have 1099 and capital gains. I can help everybody. So give me a call. I want to be kind and help you. Call me at 305-773-6300. Let me help you get more secure and feel safer during these economic times. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, Mono. I'm talking about the residential mortgage market. My friend Adam Lipkin here, the CPACE guy, is on with me asking a whole bunch of good questions. The real question is, why would I get involved with residential real estate when I've done $3 billion of the most complex real estate deals on the planet? And that's because the real estate markets at the capital markets level are somewhat frozen. I am able to do private deals, and I do have non-bank lenders that are out there stepping into the gap. But I also have residential mortgages that I know are going to help my friends. I've got a number of people that are in the development game or brokerage game right now that are liquefying themselves in front of this so that they've got cash in the bank or lower monthly payments. I'm doing that with both banks and non-bank lenders, as well as the federal government. I'm even using Quicken Loans, where we get extra points, an extra little shave off the point to make us competitive with Rocket Mortgage and the rest of them. So I'm overseeing all the different programs. I'm working with my friends to direct them to the best. And believe me, once we find it, it ain't so easy. I'm helping them put the deal together myself. So call me. Let me help. Adam, we were talking about some stuff I forgot. Where were we?
I'm gonna shift it to something that I think you care about and I care about. And it's kindness. And you just have that as the theme. And I love kindness as a theme right now with what's going on in the world. And it's so funny. I actually was just on LinkedIn and I posted about this. So I become obsessed with Sesame Street. I have a daughter, as you know. And Sesame Street has a theme that talks about getting smarter, getting stronger, and getting kinder. And I was like, if there aren't three better words, but kinder to me is so paramount. And it's not important to be kind with people when they're being kind to you. You naturally do that. I think it's when somebody's not being kind to you that it takes you being a bigger person to be kind back. And I think it's even more important in this crisis to be able to be there and have empathy for people that who knows what we're going through right now. And somebody might be quick with you and might not be coming across from such a kind place. And for you to be in that place to still come with kindness and be calm, it just goes such a long way. And I think people, whether they appreciate on the spot or not, it's a huge thing. It's an intangible that some people have. It's a skill set, frankly, you develop over time. And it's very easy to just reciprocate behavior that's being given your way. And it's amazing when you could work on being kind no matter what's coming your way. I mean, it's something I'm always aspiring to do. I don't always do it for sure. But I love that you have that as your theme. And I love that that's your background music. And I think it's a major differentiator. I really love that.
Thank you so much.
What does it mean to you? What does kindness mean to you? How do you see yourself standing out and using that? I'm curious, like when you think about that word.
I don't yell at the guys with the jackhammers outside my window anymore. You'll hear them. We're probably going to have to end in a couple of minutes because we're getting started. The most important thing, and I want Reagan, I want you to edit this because I'm about to say something that I want to send to people. The most important thing that I'm kind with every day besides being kind to myself and my mom and my family is being kind to my wife. My wife right now is beyond terrified. To her, a doorknob can kill her, which means a doorknob can, through me, kill her. So I have to be just as alert. Most people out there are not kind to us. We have to go in an elevator alone. People don't like that. Our elevator building only have space for 4 feet of distancing. When we go in, we wear goggles. Goggles. Can you believe that?
I get it.
Getting out of my house is not even a ritual. It's a process. It's hard. I don't go out a lot anymore because of that.
Yeah. And I could only imagine there's a lot of people day to day. They don't even think twice about it. And they're like, you know, what's this guy doing or what's this? And they just don't even think about what it must be like to have to take all these steps to have to be safe and protect yourself. I get it.
One of my fraternity brothers just died 2 days ago. So now it's right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody, a kind, gentle, quiet person, okay, struck down at my age, 59. So, yeah, the residential mortgages, I'm working on them. What makes me different? I don't pay people for leads. One big thing, that's why, you know, a lot of you know what I'm saying, no backflips on that. But, sure. But I really work hard to coach and work with the buyer too. One of the guys that's buying, they kept trying to get him to up his offer, up your offer. I told them, the guy said best, they said, send us your best and final. I told them, tell them that you already sent them your best and final and that starting tomorrow, your offer goes down $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
He liked that. Guess what? He's walking from the deal because now they're coming back, but they were such jerks. He found another house.
And all I think that what you do is
how did I get that
come across to me?
How did I get that lead? It came from a guy I sit next to in synagogue that I've known for 30 years, or I guess used to sit next to in synagogue. You haven't
sure.
Known.
Yep.
And so
I think that trusted advisor compared to an order taker, it's a huge differentiator that comes with experience that you have. And I think too many people just take orders and to do what you just mentioned, to go way above the service that you're going to do, but really give the guy some pretty big nuggets that he just might not realize, oh, I could actually do this and give him permission to do it. It's huge. It's intangible, but it's really big.
One. Another one, guy in the neighborhood I grew up in North Miami Beach, for some reason it's become white hot. It's because there's 10 Orthodox synagogues in there.
Right, one sure. Guy, yeah, I know it.
The one guy buys two houses next to each other because his wife wants to expand. Now he wants to do it. He can't find the time to do it now. I told him, wait 6 months. You don't got to do it now. He said, thank you. I just needed to tell my wife that I talked to the lender. He said, wait 6 months. Guess who he's doing his deal with in 6 months?
Yep. It's a long game that we're in, my friend. You know, it's planting the seeds. You know, might not have something happen this month or next month, but next year they remember all that value added back in the day without an expectation. Just knowing, hey, this is going to help you out somewhere down the road, they'll remember that.
You think I know how to do this? I don't know how to do this. The person that knows how to do this, pop on the screen, Reagan, is Reagan. Reagan, thank you.
There he is.
Thank you. The person that knows how to do this is Reagan.
Yeah.
So, Reagan, would you do this with somebody who's a butthead that treats you poorly?
I mean, of course not. You can't work. You can't have a working relationship like that.
Okay. Is the star of our show at your house right now? Can you bring her on? Is she there?
Napping. It's nap time.
Okay.
Nap time.
Okay. Listen, nap time for all of us, by the way. She's two. So you guys have a lot in common. You'll catch up, okay?
Yeah.
But you see, this is the differentiator. The differentiator is when I call somebody, they know I love them. When I talk to one of my doctor friends about PPE, he knows I'm not being a watch salesman. He knows I'm just trying to help people. And you know sure. What the thing I get back from him is? I love you, man. Thank you so much. Well, the guys are here upstairs. I think you can start to hear them. So maybe it's time to go. And see, it's about being flexible and maintaining your poise right now.
For sure. Stay calm.
When these guys would go on and start drilling up there, it would really bother me. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what to do. Now I know what to do. I expect it. We're going to end right here. And then I'm going to go into a different part of the building where it's a little quieter. And I'm going to continue. Or actually today, I'm going to go to Warren Henry. So listen, everybody, have a great week. Make sure you're kind. Now it's especially important. In fact, I'm going to end with this. One of my clients told me today.
Let's do the Sesame Street song. We'll do the. You're growing stronger.
Well, we'll give
you got that one or no?
We'll give Reagan a chance for that. But the reality is, first I want to give a shout out to the first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank our listeners and viewers. There you go. You got it now. That's the story. You see, it's about showing love and kindness and being real. People are going to want to do business with you, you fluffy lover, you. Now, please go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback on all the different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. The website gets like 5,000-7,000 impressions a week. It's amazing. If you missed today's show, Reagan will have it up later today on FreedomBusiness.com. Remember, it's Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us next week right here on all the platforms at Wednesday at noon. Why? Because I just love doing this. And next week is an edition of Freedom Weed. We'll be featuring Dr. Michelle Weiner, the head person on the Marijuana Executive Council Board. And, of course, we will have the queen herself, the queen of green, my niece, Nikki Fried, the secretary, whatever she is. The girl I love, gosh darn it. So she'll be on to in an official capacity through her office. No special treatments for Uncle Jim. So be on. We're going to have a great show. I know Adam and Fluffy will be watching. So the person that wants to do something finds a way. That's us, Adam. The other finds an excuse. That's not us, Adam. So everybody go out there and make it happen again. Another high five to our first responders and to the guys with the jackhammers. I do love them. Everybody have a great week. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
My pleasure, Adam.